Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Wednesday, everyone. Welcome in. Thanks so much for being part of it. The Dom Show with Dan and Joe back in the saddle. It seems like forever. So yesterday, we had a big interview with the Reverend Charles Clark Jr. His church over in Berlin, New Jersey, was opened on Sunday. I don't know if he opened before that. And I see a lawsuit of other churches pushing back against Governor Murphy. And the Archdiocese of Newark says they are going to open up on June 1. Now, that is really going to be problematic. Now we're dealing with an outfit, if they do that, that cannot be crushed as easily by the power of the state, which when exerted on a small church is overwhelming, punishing. So we asked the Reverend Clark about this, of what he was facing, and we believe yesterday he had to talk with the local police, he and his son. He's the pastor at the Solid Rock Baptist Church over in Berlin, New Jersey. And Reverend Charles Clark Jr. is with us again on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Reverend, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yes, sir. Glad to be with you. Thank you.
So yesterday we had a lot of response to talking with you. What happened then yesterday as the repercussions that the governor talked about, Reverend, on national TV?
Well, the chief of police came by and gave us, I guess, I don't know if you call it an indictment or what it is, but we were charged with, let me read it to you. It says, Charles Clark Jr. did commit the following offense, opening Solid Rock Church on 5/24/20, facilitating gathering over 10 people in violation of Executive Order 107. So we actually got two, one for the morning, one for night. I got two, my son got two, and we're supposed to go into court on July 6th.
And what are the possible penalties, do you know?
Well, there's a sign up down the street, and it says Governor's Order 107, penalty, $1,000 fine and or 6 months in jail. Now, I'm hoping none of that happens, but that's what the board says. That was the warning.
So they put up a digital placard down the street?
A digital, one of those street signs, you know,
yeah.
That blink and it's up still.
Well, they're not just threatening you, is the way I take that. They're threatening your parishioners.
Well, there's a lot of intimidation going on, Dom. You know that. Governor Murphy sits there, and he has the head of the state police there in uniform, and every day he goes over different charges, and people are... You know, hundreds, thousands of people be opening right now, but they're pressed. They're scared to open because of the penalties.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, a few South Jersey churches, you may know this, but in Cumberland, Pastor, and Gloucester County are suing Murphy around these very same issues. And, you know, the media coverage in the Courier Post is kind of diminishing the churches rather than erring on the side. Look, there can be a compelling state issue in an explicit emergency, but I can't imagine what that would be where you can't open up a church. That's how sacred it is. It's almost impossible to imagine that. particularly someone like you. I'll tell you what really impressed me yesterday, that you wouldn't even allow cars to park next to each other in the stalls in the parking lot. They had to be separate. That, to me, impresses me of exactly the thoughtful sort of approach to this that you're taking. And for them to come in and want to crush that just shows there's no accommodating you can reach with this government.
Well, they're doing the same thing with the churches that they are doing with the businesses. They're just dragging it out. Power is intoxicating. And with us, I don't see the safety part. We're over the top, over the top. We have what they call air scrubbers that recycles all the air in 3 hours. I mean, that church is safer than people's houses. It's safer than the stores. It's not about safety. It's about control. We have a First Amendment right. That's our basic right. I mean, it's our fundamental right for liberty. And if that goes, we don't have freedom in America. Freedom will be dead in America. We've always just, you know, took it for granted. We have the First Amendment, the right to worship, the right to gather. I was just reading about Patrick Henry. There were three Baptist preachers in Virginia, and they were being tried for preaching the gospel of the Son of God. He rode 50 miles by horseback, walked in the courtroom, and he said, the gospel, the grace of God. Are you kidding me? The gospel, the grace of God. What are our fathers came here for liberty. What are we doing? And the judge told the sheriff, let him go.
Yeah.
So I hope somebody comes to our, you know,
right.
Our
well,
help. We need attorney bar.
Do you have an attorney? You're saying no?
We have the Christian Law Association.
Okay.
And they're nationwide. And, They're representing us. We have to get a local lawyer because they're not, you know, they're in Ohio.
Okay.
But, yeah. When we say we're suing, I'm sorry, right. When we say we're suing the governor, we're just trying to get a ruling in federal court that we have the right to be right. A church. How can you charge somebody for having church?
Yeah, exactly. And again, the intimidation, I wanted listeners to go back to this. That digital sign is not about you and your son. They've already gone after you. It's to intimidate congregants not to come there, just like the gym in Belmar. If you do, you too can be sanctioned by the state. That's what that's about. So here's what we'll do. We have your information. We have a lot of attorneys and others listening that might be helpful. If one of them would like to contact you, you're open to that. That's local, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we'd like to see if we can get somebody. I have somebody in mind, but I already got them tied up here in Pennsylvania, Reverend. So I have to find somebody.
Let me give you the title of my message that I preach Sunday.
Yes.
Jesus is essential. You don't need money to get to heaven. You don't need to be rich. You don't need to be talented, but you need Jesus. And I just thought that fit in perfect. They're saying the church isn't essential. The liquor store is. The church isn't. The abortion clinic is. The church isn't. And this is America. Somebody needs to stand up. I appreciate you and your program. I'm saying that from the bottom of my heart. You're a voice crying in the wilderness.
Well, let's hope it's not like John the Baptist. I'd be in flip of what happens to you for that.
That's what I think of, Tom.
Well, Reverend,
did you ever feel like you're all by yourself out here?
No, I feel as if I have the greatest armament in the world. The people that are involved, people like you that listen, I've been privileged to have religious figures, others. You would be amazed who's out there and is listening, even if they sometimes can't go public for a lot of repercussions. It's an incredible enterprise, and I don't think I ever would have known you personally except for this. So that's, you got to believe that is a wonderful blessing. So here's what we'll do, Reverend. We will ask people, and I bet we find a few that you'll want to talk to at least that might be helpful on this. So you will be opening for mass services, I guess, on this coming Sunday.
We're opening. Why don't you come see us one day, 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock on Sundays. I will see if I can do that, definitely. But
I'd love to have you.
Okay, well... I will see
I'll drink
what we
tea with you, Don. Seriously, I'm a big tea drinker.
Oh, you're killing me, Reverend. Thank you very much.
I mean, get you all the tea you can drink.
Okay. Well, thank you. Let's see what we can do for you. Thanks, Reverend Clark. Stay well, and we'll talk soon.
God bless you, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.